Chapter 14. Branding is out. Results are in. When I titled this book, Branding is Out, Results Are In, I knew it might grab your attention. It is, after all, a bold proclamation, and some of you reading this would probably love to go toe-to-toe with me on it. But allow me to explain by asking a simple question. Have you ever, in your local advertising history, said something like this? Well, we advertise just to keep our name out there. Or maybe you've said something like, well, we advertise for top-of-mind awareness. Well, I don't know about you, but I haven't met any local advertisers lately who have the patience nor the budget to advertise just to keep my name out there. Let's all agree, if you're going to invest a serious marketing dollar, a precious advertising dollar, that you want to see a very real and very tangible result. Would you agree with me on that? I hope so. So the idea of spending money just to keep my name out there, frankly, I think is antiquated. I want you to be more deliberate, more strategic than that. Now, I'm talking about you as a local advertiser. If you're Verizon, if you're Apple, if you're Budweiser, if you're a great big national entity with a great big branding budget, then by all means, brand away. But most local advertisers, in the very competitive environment we now live in, need every dollar to deliver a result. That means you need to be a lot more strategic in your advertising. Now, please, please, please do not misunderstand me. I did not say that brands are unimportant. Sometimes my message is misinterpreted. Of course brands are important. Jim Doyle & Associates is a brand. Everything we do is to protect our brand and grow our brand. Every one of you reading this represents a brand. Some of you wear your brand every day on your apparel. We all understand the value of a brand. What I am saying is that spending advertising dollars to do nothing more than present your brand, keep your name out there, in the hopes that at some point down the road someone remembers you when they're in your buying cycle, is not enough. Southwest Airlines. Now, that's a brand. You see that name, you picture their logo, it automatically triggers an idea in your head as to who they are. Southwest Airlines, what does that brand mean to you? Cheap? Low fares? Inexpensive? Those are all in the ballpark. Here is Southwest's brand in four words. The low-cost airline. That's it. Everyone knows that if you want to fly cheap, you go Southwest. That's their brand. We can all agree on that. Now, when you're exposed to Southwest advertising, when Southwest spends good money to convince you and me to choose them over any other airline, what are some of the things that they talk about? What's the big campaign that launched Southwest into the stratosphere? Bags fly free. Does that support Southwest as the low-cost airline? You bet it does. So, while the brand equals low-cost airline, when Southwest advertises, they don't just stop there. They support their brand with a specific offer. Think of other Southwest campaigns. No change fees. $79 one-ways. These are all special offers, dynamic offers, that support the brand and endorse it as the low-cost airline. Branding is out and results are in. Creating special, dynamic offers moves your advertising from just putting your brand out there to giving your customer an actionable purchase decision. Let me make the point a little more dramatically with this example of two auto repair franchises located in two different markets. Same franchise, same logo, same jingle. Each embarks on an early summer advertising campaign to support air conditioning checks. After reading these two scripts, which one do you think drove more cars to the shop on Saturday? Franchise A, owner as spokesperson. Hi, I'm Mike Jones, your car doctor guy. Let's talk about keeping your vehicle running trouble-free and saving you money. Your vehicle may not be cool on the outside, but we'll keep it cool on the inside. Our guys are trained, tested, and top of the line. They'll get your vehicle in, diagnose the problem, let you know the best way to solve it, and have you back on the road, calm, cool, and comfortable. Full service, Great value. Come to Car Doctor. Jingle out. Don't worry. Call the Car Doctor. Franchise B. Female customer. My car may not be the coolest on the outside, but this summer, I want it cool on the inside. Real cool. Announcer. Cool off with a full AC performance check. Just $29.99. Only at Car Doctor. Jingle out. Don't worry. Call the Car Doctor. Now, if you're sitting on your sofa during the dog days of summer, and you know your car air conditioning isn't cranking the way you want it to, which of these two gets you to the shop on Saturday? Franchise A, Mr. Full Service Great Value, or Franchise B, Mr. $29.99, bring it in, we'll figure out what's wrong. I contend Franchise B's creative, with an offer, is dramatically more effective. Branding is out. Results are in for the local advertiser. Here's my fear. My fear is that some of you reading this right now are thinking, yeah, but we're not retail, so we can't do an offer. Or you're thinking, my category of business really doesn't lend itself to having an offer. Or worse yet, you're thinking, well, all you're saying to do is discount, and we don't discount. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying support your brand with an offer in your advertising that your prospect can act on. Don't just promise full service and great value. Support it with a $29.99 performance check. Don't just promise low airfares. Support it with free baggage or $79 one-way tickets. Create a dynamic offer that will knock your prospect's socks off. And it doesn't have to be price-related. The 60-day walk-on-it warranty has nothing to do with price, and Law's Abbey Flooring Center isn't the discount flooring store in Jonesboro. Let me give you some examples of categories that you might not immediately think of as being offer-friendly, but with a little thought, easily lend themselves to an offer. For example, how about a hospital? Now, what kind of an offer can a hospital have? Well, how about this? The 15-minute ER guarantee. At Mercy General Hospital, we guarantee from the moment you walk through our ER doors that you will be addressed by a healthcare professional within 15 minutes or less. It's a dynamic offer that eliminates the biggest objection to going to the ER. I don't want to sit there all day. How about this category? Law firms. Now, what kind of an offer can a law firm have? Well, what about walk-in Wednesdays? Do you think you have a reason to speak to an attorney? Walk in any Wednesday. No appointment necessary, no fee, and you will speak to an attorney. Every Wednesday, the firm could create an up system for their attorneys, like a car dealership, and watch brand new faces walk in the door. Now, their advertising has become measurable. Think about that. Gee, we advertised over there in the first half of the year and averaged 6 new faces every Wednesday. We moved our advertising over here for the second half of the year, and now we're down to 2 new faces. We should probably move our advertising back over there since it worked better. And now you'd know. Again, I understand the power of branding and believe in the concept of brands. However, I am uncomfortable when I see a local landscape company use their ad dollars to try to create a brand without trying to sell something specific. I see way too many, when it comes to all your landscaping needs, call Green Thumb Landscaping. We do it right, type of ads. The branding message runs with no offer, no call to action, and no reason for a homeowner to pick up the phone and call today. I see way too many local advertisers, be they landscapers, furniture stores, car dealerships, restaurants, etc., spend precious ad dollars on branding messages that fail to ask consumers to do something. Most advertisers are just branding around doing nothing. They just brand there with everyone else, hoping that something good happens. And one of the negative side effects of branding-only campaigns is the inability to connect ad dollars to results. Mr. Green Thumb Landscaping may or may not get calls from his message, and it will be really hard for him to connect any type of ROI to his campaign. At least with a results-oriented message that has an offer with a deadline, he can tell whether or not he sold something from his efforts. Here's my analogy. Consider two friends, Jeff and Mike. Both work for the same company and are assigned to work a trade show booth together. At the trade show, Jeff is active, approachable, energetic, and makes it a point to introduce himself around even outside of their booth. Jeff has buy one, get one coupons printed and hands them out aggressively. Mike, at the same booth, just brands around, waiting for people to approach. When a few do approach, he's nice and describes his company and their product and tells them to call him when they're ready. Which employee is leaving the show with more leads? Don't just brand there. Do something.